slimy, dirty and dry.
So dry.
Horse tart, zesty,
so
well
zesty.
Worth the try. Fruity, foxy, rich and complex. Max and Phoebe not having sex.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you in a toilet?
No, I'm not in a fucking toilet. Why would I be in a toilet?
You tell me.
I can see you.
Can you? How do I look?
Oh, beautiful.
Tired. Oh,
yeah, no,
you
it's
look beautiful.
It's like the future. This, for anyone who's listening, we've discovered this new thing called the Zoom. I think it's going to be really big, actually.
Oh, I mean, you say that. I still think faxing's magic.
Yeah.
I don't know how any of this shit works.
Well, it's great because I can see you now, and so we can talk. You can't see us, obviously, because this is still only audio for you. We can still see each other, which is a step forward.
It's a step forward. And you got no gloss on today? I can't see. Your lips look beautiful, but not glittery.
Well, I didn't fucking put any on because you was such an asshole about it last week. So I'm not. I am bothering anymore.
Can I say something? This is the first. These are the first words I've uttered this morning.
Are they?
Do you ever wake up and then wonder? You know, when people come out of a coma and they can suddenly speak, like they suddenly have a German accent.
Hmm.
Do you ever wonder that? Think that might happen?
What, just like from going to sleep?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Well,
because it would be extreme. So if you had a coma and came up with a German accent, that's extreme because you had a coma. You were in a coma. If you just had a good night's sleep, I just imagine your accent to get more regional. I don't think it would change nationality.
Yeah, I'm not sure my accent could get more regional, really. But...
is that your real accent?
I've dialed it back a bit, actually. I'm from Hull originally, and the Hull accent is terrible. It's a horrible thing.
Why? Your voice is gorgeous. Give me a really... Can I just say something? Well, is that a huge mic or is that a pop shield?
Because it's a pop shield. Yeah.
Oh, it's fabulous.
No, the mic's there and then the pop shield is surrounding it.
Yeah, it's fabulous. So say something Hullish.
Well, in Hull, they have a very sound. There's a road in Hull called Frome Road. And there was a famous weather forecast where it'd been snowing. And the weather forecast was, there's no snow on Frome Road. And it's that awful kind of... oh, you know, like the vowel sounds are really... Anna's got it. She's got a really bad Hull accent.
You're so mean.
She's got a lot. I can't actually bear listening to her speak. It's terrible. You spoke to her last week, didn't you? That was really awkward.
She's got... Why was it awkward for you, the two women in your life kind
yeah,
of finally...
Just, yeah, yeah. COVID together and yeah. Like I thought there might be violence or...
Yeah, we made you cry, do you remember?
Mm. Yeah. That happens a lot, to be fair.
I know. Are you a crier?
Yeah. I didn't used to be. When I was straight, in the old air quotes, I used to hold all that shit in. So yeah, I tend to... I cry a lot at like TV things, like... Just like sob at them. Pose. Oh my God, have you seen Pose?
No. Is it brilliant?
It's brilliant, but also at least one crying episode, you know. It's an emotional investment to watch it. But yeah, it's well, you should watch it. And Billy Porter is amazing.
Oh God, I love him. And also I want to watch see, I haven't had the courage to watch It's a Sin. Have you watched It's a Sin?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And what did you think? Because apparently that's a real tug at them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I thought it was good. And I don't want to get into like criticizing anything like that too much because there's so little LGBT stuff that's actually been made and done in a positive and representative way. So I don't want to get into that, but there were bits of it that I thought weren't as good as everyone was making out.
Really?
And yeah. But it's, you know, it was good. It was good. And it was, you know, it's good to have that story told and to have it told by gay actors and the gay writer, because it's there's so much stuff on TV and film where it's sort of straight actors playing gay roles, and some of them do it okay. I'm not going to say, you know, but generally speaking, particularly for important stories like that with the AIDS thing and what have you, I think that needs telling by the people that were affected by it.
Yeah. I do want to watch It's the Same, and I don't know if I'm ready, especially during lockdown. It was like, you know, I'm straddling bonkers at the best of times. Mm. I'm straddling a breakdown at the best of times, let alone, you know, sorry, watching really sad and during.
I was like that with Pose. I'd watched season one a while back on Netflix, and season two came out, and it took me months to actually, and I loved it, but I just couldn't like bring myself to watch it, and you know, I had to steel myself for it. But no, it's good. Season three is apparently out in the States, but I don't think we can get it here yet. So
you should do TV. Have you ever done TV?
I haven't done TV. No, I should.
I'll get you. I know people.
Yeah.
Well.
I keep asking Rhys Dinsdale to get me on Emmerdale, but he's not biting, you know.
He's just treating you mean to keep you keen.
I reckon they should get me in as the landlord of the Woolpack.
Yeah.
And I'd turn it into a gay bar. And just like make all the residents of Emmerdale absolutely furious.
Can I just say to people, and I've got, damn it, I keep breaking the golden rule of broadcasting. Can I just say to the person that's listening, have to keep it intimate. This is not having sex.
It is.
With Max and Bibi. And you know, we're newish. And so I guess people need to know the premise. And the premise is, Max, I don't want to say you're a sex pest, because I think that seems extreme, but you are pestering me in a sexual way, and so Max just is after me, and it's non-stop, and it's relentless, and it's you know, I'm taking it all right because I'm a very broad-minded woman, but you know, so Max is trying to have sex with me the whole time, and this whole podcast, the premise of this podcast, and I know you'll agree, Max, is me just saying to Max, no, we're not having sex, let's just talk about our week. Max, over to you.
Yeah, if there's one thing I'm known for, it's trying to have sex with ladies. People are always saying, oh, God, I wish Max would stop pursuing women for sex. At you all the time. What a bastard. Yeah.
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 So we're still not having sex?
Well, we can't really. It's not the shits this week. I'm back on threes and fours.
Oh.
So
Jesus, what? Yeah, okay.
What? I just give me.
I scatological. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, but well, you didn't even ask, did you? You didn't even bother to inquire about my digestive health.
I didn't even think it did. I don't care. I fucking literally selfish. Don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about your oops.
Not good.
How are you feeling? You are.
Yeah, well, we can't have sex because you know the. As a gentleman enters his 40s,
God.
The undercarriage tends to reside a little further south.
Right.
So,
East Croydon.
Yeah. So, long story short, loose fitting pair of shorts. I sat on a bollock. So,
Was it your one of yours?
Yeah, one of my own. Yeah. So yeah, it's very tender. So you don't. I can't let you anywhere.
You
could. The only thing I'm willing to let happen is if you've got like a pair of rubber gloves that have been in the freezer or something like that. You can like cup them gently just to soothe them. But that's.
Did you? Is any of this true?
No, not at all. No,
none of it's true.
It's just an excuse. A bit about the shits was true. That's better.
Right.
But right. They're formed now, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't want sex. I'm bored. I'm bored with it.
You're bored, what, with poo or my balls?
I don't want to talk about testicles, but yet I feel strangely drawn to yours now. So, because I didn't, who was talking about this? I know there's that famous scene in Sex and the City where, oh, this is so mean, but where Samantha's with an older man and the view from the back is challenging. So how low do they, is gravity not your friend?
I mean, they're not around my knees or anything, you know.
But where do, how far can they go? Are they a danger to small children?
No, I mean, they're not like an offensive weapon or anything. They're just, you know, just occasionally you nick one when you sit down. It's not.
So you shouldn't. Do you remember, were they called clackers?
Yeah. Yeah,
you should get knacker clackers. That's what we're going to... Yeah, well,
I try and keep the temperature like quite low in my house so that they're, you know, so a bit higher.
So Anna and your child are just freezing to death somewhere as long as you're your bits apart. Can we talk about something other than your below your waist?
Well, there is something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, go on, what?
Well, it's quite serious, actually, so don't smile.
Oh, shit, hang on, let me just, I'm not, don't smile. I won't smile.
Stop.
But look at the size of my mug. Keep quiet, listen to me sip. Could you hear the gulp?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah. All right, so talking about your bottom and your...
Yeah, that's fine.
Testicles, that's fine.
That's in the public interest, though, isn't it? That's, people want to know about that.
Sure, go on. Hang on. Let me just adjust myself because I need to be ready. Because if it is serious, I don't want to. I'm getting in trouble. Okay.
It's very serious.
Max, what's on your mind?
Did I see a tweet of yours the other day where you said you don't like Eurovision?
Yes.
Fucking hell. Do you know, it's... it's this level of homophobia that we get from you. Oh, I don't even know why I continue doing this because it's just...
God. Do you know what it feels like to me? How long is it? It's like 8 hours, isn't it?
It's not 8 hours.
It went 4 days?
I think it went... it started at 8 on Saturday and it went to about... I think it was about... like 11:30 midnight when all the votes were in.
It feels to me like I'm not a fan of New Year's Eve. I don't like anything that you're like fun bully stuff that you're told you're going to have fun. You're told you're going to enjoy it. And Eurovision, I mean, I am a well-known homophobe. Do you remember when I got football Twitter decided that I was a racist homophobe?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And they wrote to my employers.
Yeah. I don't think they were right about the racism, but the homophobia, I'm starting to have my doubts about that. So
why do you like Eurovision?
I just think it's fun. It's, I mean, like, you know, virtually every song is absolute shit. But it's just like, it's just a fun night. And it was so good on Twitter. I mean, like, you know how Twitter normally is with just like, everyone like clawing each other's eyes out over various things, whether they're, you know, some serious things and some things that are just like, you know, really inconsequential, but everyone has to fight about it. And it wasn't like that on Saturday. It was just like, it was so fun. Like some of the people like live tweeting it, there was some great comments and just, you know, sort of taking the piss out of the whole sort of concept of it and various acts, different, you know, and it was just a really nice kind of escape for a few hours.
And I'm not begrudging you that. I want you to be happy. Well, actually, I don't want you to be happy, but I want, you know, I want you to have those nice 4 hours, those nice 28 hours. I understand. So, no, I didn't watch it. But the two things I took from it, because when I came back to Twitter, was that, oh, we scored like nil point totally across the board. Is that a Brexit thing?
I mean,
or was the song?
I think there's two things to say there. The first thing is, and I should make this clear at the outset, the song was shit. It was so shit. I couldn't tell you a single line from it, or it was like just bland, instantly forgettable pap. So
shit is the other stuff, though.
Well, that was the second point I was going on to make. I think it was no worse than a lot of things that did a lot better. Like Spain was, I mean, I think Spain came third last or something like that. But it was this horrible, whiny, fucking, I don't know, you could call it a ballad, but it was just like, it was 3 minutes of like someone swinging a bag of cats against the wall or something. So, there was just very, Moldova, I thought, was, again, it was very similar to the UK entry. And it was just so instantly forgettable, like formulaic pop, like it'd been sort of, you know, cobbled together in a fucking lab by a computer that had heard various pop songs and put some elements into this thing, you know. So it was, there was loads of like stuff like that scored a lot better than the UK. So I thought, you know, I thought maybe the fact that it got as panned as it did, didn't get a single point. Even Germany got 3 points, and their song was offensive. It was so bad. Honestly, I'm not joking you. It was like rage inducing. And considering it was called I Don't Feel Hate, it was quite ironic, really, because the whole world hated it.
Oh my God, I feel sad for the man, James.
Yeah, but I think if you're the British Eurovision entry, you kind of go there expecting not to do well. Because there's people like fucking Julia Hartley Brewer and people like that. And they were saying stuff the following day like, oh, we should send, what was it said? Adele, Ed Sheeran, with a song co-written by Chris Martin, and then watch them give us nil points. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds fucking great, Julia. Yeah. Yeah, because our song was too bland. So let's send fucking Ed Sheeran and Chris Martin. Yeah,
Send some white bread.
Oh, God.
Give it a mic.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, oh, but do you know why I hate it as well? Do I hate it?
You were just quite hateful about it, actually.
I wasn't. You are.
You were. You were like, saying stuff
me,
like,
I'm just coughing. Yeah, what was I saying?
Like, anyone who watches Eurovision should be sent to the salt mines and stuff like that. Something along those lines.
Can I just say something to our listener? Max is an awful, awful human being, a liar, if you will. And sue me. Sue me, Max. Sue me for that.
Mm. Well, mate.
I was going to say, no, I love everyone. I hate everyone. I love everyone. But I tell you what I don't like, and this proves what a lovely human being I am. I don't like competitions. So you know my thing, right, is that I love to sit in bed and eat. And not only do I love to sit in bed and eat, and this will be a turn on to everyone listening, and I apologise for the level of arousal you're going to feel, but I love to watch food programmes as I'm eating, but I don't like the competition bit at the end when someone is heartbroken. So I will watch up to 56 minutes of an hour-long program, and I will miss the last bit where they're actually told the crushing news that they weren't good enough and they've got to go back. They've got to just go back to their awful lives. I can't bear it. I can't bear it, Max.
Do you not watch football?
Yeah, I love football.
Is football not a competition or...?
Yeah, and it does get very sad and it's very upsetting. But this is, the camera is just on one person's face. Well, it's two, because you know there's two that are always like, you know, all about in danger. And I just can't, like, if there's a footballer, right, and the team that's been defeated, and even if I don't know that team, if one of those players is upset, that upsets me.
Yeah, well, I think there was something, I turned the TV on the other night, and it was like the end of a game, and it was like the camera was sort of on the team that won, and they were like all with the fans and waving their arms and holding babies up and stuff like that, and the others were just like laid on the floor crying.
I know. But,
yeah.
It's hard. Like, isn't life hard?
They were really upset. I mean, really, you know, upset. Probably the sort of 40, 50 grand a week they get in the championship will make it.
It helps.
Easier to bear, you know.
But it helps.
I get that. It must be about that, is it? Because it's like a lot more.
Yeah, it's all about that. No, it's not about that at all. Well, for some people, I guess, but it's not. But it's that, and it is that. You know what I find incredible? You know, when you watch sports and it's like team sports, brilliant. I love football. But there's something incredibly impressive to me about one-on-one sports. And I always think that's amazing, like tennis, boxing. And I just like, because I couldn't, you're so reliant on you to kind of bring yourself back into the game and boost yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's all on you.
Yeah.
You should box. We should box.
I'm too dangerous for you.
Shut your face.
I'm a fucking ninja.
Oh, shut your face. You don't scare me.
You wouldn't even see me coming, BB.
I don't. Are we talking about your low? Are we talking about because of the height of your din? What is it called? What do you call it?
What, diddle? My diddle. It's not to do with my diddle. It's the other parts.
Is your diddle still in the same place?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Does that drop?
No. It's kind of.
How do you know?
Where it is?
Have you measured where it is?
No, but you could, like the distance to where the. Just,
Bill and Ben.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it gets, you know, more.
What are you doing with your hands?
It gets
more visible.
Well, it gets. Well, I'm not saying it's ever invisible. That. Oh God! Stop digging, Max. I'm putting the shawl down. No, what I was saying is, it. You know, the size fluctuates according to temperature and other factors.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the testicles in general, even allowing for temperature and other factors, are heading south. But I don't want to overstate it because I feel like it's a whole big thing. And
it's
I feel like you've got this vision of me, like with them clacking against my ankles or something. And it's not like that, I have to stress. It's just a slight.
As I've said before, this is the worst sex line I've ever got. My uncle was a brilliant, brilliant actor, and he was in a David Hare at the National, and I went to see him. He didn't tell me he was going to be naked in it, which was quite the shock.
Yeah, could see that.
Yes, Jesus. I mean, I'll do anything for a free ticket, but do let me know if I'm going to see my uncle in the nuddy. But he told me afterwards, showbiz trick, that he would heat his winky on a radiator before going on stage.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I can imagine in theatres, it'd be quite drafty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And particularly if it's air conditioned, you could quite soon, you know, be not representing your best self. So, I think I would do that as well. I'd want it like, could use a hairdryer, I suppose. Have you seen, you won't have seen this, but in, I mean, I assume you haven't seen it, but
what?
In gentlemen's changing rooms.
Oh yeah.
Like gyms and stuff. There is always like a 60 plus gentleman in there with like one leg on the floor, one on a bench and a hairdryer.
Oh,
just fucking drying the undercarriage. And I think they must like take it in shifts or something, like, you know, as one tags out, another one. And they have like a little rotor and everything, because there is always, whenever you go in there, some old boy drying the knackers on a hairdryer. No, just use a towel and fuck off. No one wants to see that.
I swear to God, what I'm about to say now is true. I swear to God, who doesn't exist, but I do still swear to him. I sometimes swear at God, right? And then get really scared that he's going to smote me.
Mm.
And then I think, well, look, you're all knowing, so you know why I've sworn. You know that you've pushed me. Anyway, let's get out of this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think if God was going to smite you, it would have happened a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, maybe it has happened with him. You know, maybe the smote in question is you repeatedly talking about your stools and your loose stools.
Maybe you're actually dead. This is your hell.
Oh.
Maybe you died and you don't know. Something to think about.
It is something to think about. What I'm saying is, what was I saying? So I swear to God, this is true. Only this morning, I was thinking about the ex. He wasn't really an ex. We dated about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because give it four, a month. Who, the first time I went to his flat and we made the sweet love, and then I stayed over and he had a shower, and then he walked into his bedroom and he put his leg up.
No.
Hair dried himself. He's also the one that used to hit me on the head with his cock. But you're right.
Like, you make some dodgy choices. I mean, okay, I get that he didn't do the hair dryer thing until after you'd done the sex.
Yeah.
But I mean, did you run screaming from the apartment and
when he did the hair dryer thing?
Mm. No, that's a red flag, that.
I think I saw him again.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. See, he's one of them. He's on the rotor.
I can't even. I'm self-censoring here. My little brain's thinking, do I say that story? Do I tell that story? No, that's as far as I'm going to go with him. But but isn't that weird? I was thinking about that this morning. I had the image this morning.
Just this morning. Wow.
Yeah. And then you've talked about it. That means we're on some kind of wavelength. I really do think we're going to marry.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you think Anna would be? What about if Anna, I want to include Anna. What if I make her my maid of honour? I want to include her. I don't want her to feel left out. She can make the cake.
I mean, I still don't think she'd go for it. And from a personal point of view, I feel like if you're a gay man and you marry one woman, you can get away with that. You can be like, oh, well, you know, came out late, whatever. But you know, if you do it again, I think people are going to ask some serious questions.
There's some about serious that. Questions.
What's Max doing? He's doing. Oh fuck, he's doing it again. I can't watch. Yeah, I can't watch.
Can I ask you? So you know what we haven't discussed.
What?
Look at my face. Should I show you my face, yoga? Look at this. Right. I'm sad that people at home, person at home can't see this, but I'm going to do my cheeks. Right. I'm going to work my cheeks. Right, Max, you ready? So I'm raising my eyebrows.
I don't want
to
see you working your cheeks.
No. Well, listen. Right. So I'm raising my eyebrows. So that's giving me, I don't know what that does actually. I might be wrong, but look what happens. I'm just going to lick my lips. Now look at that. Hang on. Look, I check my cheeks, right?
Right.
I'm pulsing them.
Yeah. I'd just like to say this is quite boring for me, and I can see you. So for anyone who's listening to this, I can't see them getting a lot out of it. Is there a point to it? Have we got?
Yeah. No.
Okay. No, just that. You just wanted to show me.
You know what you promised me and you haven't done it? Mm. And I will. And I'm judging you for this because I think it's actually really
I don't remember promising you anything. Was I drunk at the time or
Well, there was, first of all, there was the rose garden. one for the kids.
Beg your pardon.
I thought you were doing this topless.
Was I? No. I think
you
said.
You know how I feel. I love the muscles. I love muscles.
I think we said episode 10, didn't we, for the topless one?
What's this for?
Four, yeah. And I don't think you can count the last one because that was like a bonus episode. Really.
No, of course we can count it.
Okay, right. Well, I'd just like to say though that you know, it's been locked down, and perhaps my commitment to working out hasn't been all it could be. So the topless episode might have to wait until I'm ripped again, which fuck knows when that'll be. I mean,
I'm getting old now, aren't I? Oh, you are quite old now. You're a child. I'm obsessed with your testicles. Do you tie them up? Do you fun with them? Do you know what I mean? Do you make them into a bow? What do you do?
Well, again, I can't stress enough how how you are overstating the, what's it called? I don't know. The amount of descending that has taken place. It's not. It's just a very small amount. Like I'm not just like tripping over them or having to throw them over my shoulders or whatever to keep them out of the way. It's just sometimes, you know, if it's warm in the room and they're a bit loose and baggy and I sit down, you could just, I mean, you must have sat on a tit at some point, have you?
I was thinking, I wonder if he'll go there. Oh my God, you went there. You leave Phil and Grant out of this. I call them the pups.
The pups, yeah.
As I talk to you, I keep looking down towards my vagina, and I don't want you to be upset in any way, but I'm sitting cross-legged, and my jeans are ripping in my inner thigh again. I must have my right thigh must be fatter than my left, because that's where all my jeans rip. Hello, Max, are you still...
We've talked about you saying vagina, haven't we?
Fufu.
Well, no, just generally, you know, mentioning those things. I don't want to hear about your fanny.
Oh my God. You've literally talked about your splatters.
My what?
Toilet time splatters.
Oh, no. I thought you were calling my testicles splatters then.
And your testes.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, but all I was saying was I'm not looking at my JJ, which I thought you thought I might be doing. I'm looking because I just realised that there's a new split arriving on the
new split strut.
on my jeans. And so all I'm saying is I've got an infeasibly large right thigh.
Okay.
I think we might need to go. After speaking to me today, are you more or less likely to want to have sex with me?
Well, it would have been maybe a little bit more. And there was the Eurovision thing. So that's kind of,
I understand.
If I'm going to have sex with anyone, they need to be into cheesy Euro pop.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that dream.
Yeah.
What are your plans after we speak now?
I don't like to say because you'll get all fucking pissy about it again.
What is it?
I need poo.
Oh, fucking so hell. Go away.
It's, I've been baking it for an hour while I've been...
Oh, working. Jesus Christ. Seriously. You've got... Bye, Max.
Bye. Have a lovely week. Bye.
Yeah, up yours.
You're listening to Not Having Sex with Bebe Lynch and Max Morgan.